Some parents of the Whole House Primary School are wrapping arms against the school authorities for driving their wards out of school for non-payment of PTA dues. One aggrieved parent, Bennett Jedu, says he cannot understand why his primary school child should be asked to pay 140 Ghana cedis, especially as a public school.
My wards are going to school at the Whole House School. It was last year that we came. And it's a government school, Whole House Primary School. My kids are to suck. Said I have to come and pay 140 Ghana, which I don't know about. I don't know what that money is for. I bought books for my kids, spent everything, but so a school uniform for them. Now the school is asking me to come and pay 140 Ghana, which I don't have.
The 140 Ghana, is it the school fees for this term or it's for the whole academic year?
I don't even know. I don't know what is it for.
At the beginning of the term, were you giving any bills to pay?
No, they say you have to pay a bill of maintenance. A community, my brother, I don't know what is the bill for. When they calculated everything, I came up to 140 Ghana for the PP.
Is it the first time in the school?
This is the second year they are now entered.
Last year when you came, did you pay any fees?
I paid 50 Ghana.
And then this year?
They have given me a bill of 140 Ghana also. For some of 200 Ghana, all 2 million, which I don't understand. That's why they are sacking them. They don't give any bill again. So now they sack them.
I hope it's not only your kids who have been sacked.
All the children are scattered in the town, playing and cooking each other.
So as we speak now, are there any pupils on campus?
Some are in campus, and a majority of them have been sacked.
Have you found out from the school authorities what this money is for?
I called the Madam Ryan now as a student. He told me that it is the PTA who had decided to collect this money, which I don't agree. Because the PTA cannot decide that they should be sacking the children. If the PTA means that they have to call us, this thing has to be known to the government. This is the issue of some of us. Government is not aware of this. But if the government is aware, how can they sack the children from the government school that they should go home and they will be playing, messing up in the town?
Were you at any PTA meeting where it was decided that certain levies be charged on the pupils?
I went to a meeting once or twice. When I came here, I just went to one meeting. The other day, called a meeting, I didn't go because the meeting is only about money. They never talk about the welfare of the children. That's why I decided to go to the meeting.
An aggrieved parent of a pupil of Whole House School, Bennett Jedu. Meanwhile, efforts by Radio Ghana to speak to the school authorities failed. The headmistress's phones were switched off.